This is Razia Iqbal with NewsHour, live from the BBC in London. Sounds we take for granted, rather louder than I expected, insects just doing their thing in nature. The familiarity of those sounds and what they do is under threat. New research is warning that our insect populations are declining fast and could vanish within a century. Nearly half of insect species are rapidly shrinking in size, and a third are already endangered. The report appears in the journal Biological Conservation and is the first scientific review on insect populations. I've been talking to Sally Ann Spence, who is an entomologist. She's been monitoring insect populations for years. How bad does she think the current situation is?
It is bad. I don't want everyone to panic about Armageddon, but it is really quite serious. Insects and invertebrates in general, they dominate the trophic level above plants, basically. So they're really, really important. They're a foundation of life on Earth. Lots of things eat them. They do loads of things we call ecoservices for us, the important ones. They recycle, they filtrate, they break things down. All sorts of different things they do that we don't always realize what they're doing, and we don't often notice because they're so small. So losing them will have a very dramatic effect on life on Earth as we know it.
Well, let's talk first about the cause. I mean, the rate of extinction is 8 times faster than the rate of extinction for mammals, birds and reptiles. Do we know what is causing the rapid decline?
Well, it's a mixture of many factors. The change in agricultural practices has had a huge effect on insects because you've got the use of agrochemicals, you've got the use of fertilizers, you've herbicides, and you've also removed habitats to expand the land in which we need to make food. And also you've got climate change, the increasing trends in climate, not just getting warm, but we're getting these irregular cold and hot snaps as well. So things like bees will come out of hibernation and then suddenly it's really cold and that can kill the queen bee. And if you kill the queen bee, then you've therefore killed a colony. So it's a combination of many things.
The authors of the report are saying that unless we change the ways we produce food, insects as a whole will go down the path of extinction in a few decades. What's going to be the impact of that then?
I think already there is an impact happening now. People are sitting up, they are realising. We are having lots of changes happening in our agricultural industry. There's an awful big buzz, a huge buzz about soil health. And what they're looking at is not just the soil, but the invertebrates that are part of making the soil as it is today. People are looking at, placing in buffer zones around waterways. They're changing different things that we're using on our soils. And they're starting to do fetal egg counts, which means they look for the parasite eggs in the poo. And then they treat those animals accordingly on an individual basis.
Okay, but everything that you're saying suggests that there is an awareness to start changing the way in which mass agriculture functions. And also we're constantly told how we have to change our habits. But I wonder the extent to which you think that will be enough to reverse the rapid decline in terms of the statistics being presented.
I think we need to up our game. Definitely. When things go extinct, you can't bring them back. And there are other insects and things that will make the most of having a new niche made available. But there are some really, really specialist insects. And things that are being hit hard are group that not only contain our bees, but our wasps. And a majority of our wasps are parasitic. They're natural biocontrols. And they go out there and they parasitize other insects. And it's things like this that we just cannot afford to lose. So I think we need to do more and we need to really get on with it.
Sally Ann Spence, fellow at the Royal Entomological Society.